Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Brooklyn Dodgers and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Brooklyn Dodgers, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Jim Gilliam. Batting second, the right fielder, Carl Furillo. Batting third, the center fielder, Duke Snider. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Gil Hodges. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Sandy Amoros. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Charlie Neal. Batting eighth, the catcher, Roy Campanella. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Sandy Koufax. Pitching for the Brooklyn Dodgers, Sandy Koufax. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting second, the first baseman, Bob Speak. Batting third, the left fielder, Lee Walls. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Jim Bolger. Batting seventh, the catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Jack Littrell. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Tom Pohalski. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Tom Pohalski. And now, play ball. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle misplays the ball. That's an error on Kindle. Carl Furillo, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Furillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gilliam moves to second. One out. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Snider hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gilliam moves to third. Gil Hodges, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Hodges hits a fly ball into center field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gilliam tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Dodgers. Sandy Amoros is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Amoros hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Snider moves to second. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pohalski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs 0. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Kindle strikes out. One out. Bob Speak, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Speak hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Lee Walls, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Walls hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Speak moves to second. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Morin strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Campanella settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs 0. The Dodgers will come to bat. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Neal is hit by the pitch. Roy Campanella is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Campanella hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Neal moves to second. Sandy Koufax is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Koufax bunts on 2-2. And it's a foul ball, 4-3. one out. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilliam is 0 for 1 in the game. Gilliam hits a fly ball into left field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Furillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Furillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Furillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Banks fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bolger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Neiman strikes out. Two outs. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Littrell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Snider hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hodges is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Hodges strikes out. 1 out. Sandy Amoros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amoros is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Amoros hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Snider moves to third. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Snider scores. Amoros moves to third. It's 2-0, Dodgers. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Jackson moves to second. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Neal is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Neal is hit by the pitch. Pee Wee Reese pinch runs for Charlie Neal. Roy Campanella is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Campanella is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Campanella hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Amoros scores. Jackson scores. Reese moves to second. It's 4-0, Dodgers. Bob Anderson now pitching. Sandy Koufax is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Koufax is 0 for 1 in the game. Koufax strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Gilliam batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gilliam is 0 for 2 in the game. Gilliam hits a pop-up towards short. Littrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Pee Wee Reese now playing shortstop. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson strikes out. 1 out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kindle hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Speak batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Speak is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Speak hits a pop-up towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Carl Furillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Furillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Furillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Snider is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Snyder takes first base on ball four. Ferrillo moves to second. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hodges bunts towards the mound. Anderson fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Anderson. Ferrillo moves to third. Snyder moves to second. Sandy Amoros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amoros is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Amoros hits a ball on the ground towards short. Littrell fields it and throws to home to get Ferrillo. Snyder moves to third. Hodges moves to second. One out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Banks fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning four, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Walls is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Walls takes first base on ball 4. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. Morin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walls moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-3, Dodgers. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bolger is 0 for 1 in the game. Bolger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reese scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Neiman is 0 for 1 in the game. Neiman strikes out. Two outs. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Littrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Littrell takes first base on ball 4. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Cubs 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. Pee Wee Reese is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Reese takes first base on ball 4. Roy Campanella is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Campanella is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Campanella hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sandy Koufax is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koufax is 0 for 2 in the game. Koufax bunts towards the mound. Anderson fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Anderson. Reese moves to second. Don Zimmer pinch runs for Pee Wee Reese. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilliam is 0 for 3 in the game. Gilliam hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zimmer scores. Koufax moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, Dodgers. Carl Ferrillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferrillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ferrillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Koufax moves to third. Gilliam moves to second. Dick Littlefield now pitching. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Snyder hits a pop-up towards first. Speak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hodges is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hodges hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 9-3, Dodgers. Sandy Amoros is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Amoros is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Amoros strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 9, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Zimmer now playing shortstop. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Kindle is 0-for-2 in the game. Kindle strikes out. 1 out. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Speak is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Speak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Walls is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Walls hits a fly ball into right field. Ferrillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 9, and the Cubs 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards second. Kindle picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Kindle. Jackson moves to second. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jackson moves to third. Roy Campanella is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Campanella is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Campanella hits a fly ball into center field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jackson tags and scores. 1 out. It's 10-3, Dodgers. Sandy Koufax is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Koufax is 0-for-3 in the game. Koufax bunts towards first. Speak scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Koufax for the out. Zimmer moves to second. 2 outs. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Gilliam is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gilliam hits a line drive into right field. Morin picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Morin. Zimmer scores. Gilliam moves to third. It's 11-3, Dodgers. Carl Ferrillo is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Ferrillo is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Ferrillo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 11, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Morin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morin takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Amoros settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Bolger is 0-for-2 in the game. Bolger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 11, and the Cubs 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. Gino Cimoli pinch hits for Duke Snider. Gino Cimoli batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Cimoli hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Hodges is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 5 RBIs. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Littlefield picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Littlefield. Simulai goes all the way around to score. Hodges moves to third. It's 12-3, Dodgers. Sandy Amoros is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Amoros is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Amoros hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jackson is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Littlefield fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Zimmer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Zimmer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 12, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Gino Cimolai now playing center field. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Neiman is 0-for-2 in the game. Neiman strikes out. 1 out. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Littrell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Littrell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Campanella settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Adams pinch hits for Dick Littlefield. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 12, and the Cubs 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. Turk Lown now pitching. Roy Campanella is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Campanella is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Campanella hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sandy Koufax is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Koufax is 0-for-3 in the game. Koufax strikes out. 1 out. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gilliam is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Carl Furillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Furillo is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Furillo hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Speak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 12, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Kindle is 0-for-3 in the game. Kindle strikes out. 1 out. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Speak is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Speak hits a fly ball into right field. Furillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lee Walls batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Walls is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Walls hits a fly ball into center field. Cimolai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Dodgers 12, and the Cubs 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. Gino Cimolai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimolai is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cimolai hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hodges is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 5 RBIs. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Banks fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Sandy Amoros is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Amoros is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Amoros hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Jackson is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Dodgers 12, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Morin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morin strikes out. 1 out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jim Bolger batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Bolger is 0-for-3 in the game. Bolger takes first base on ball 4. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Neiman is 0-for-3 in the game. Neiman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Brooklyn Dodgers, 12, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.